So then, Dermot, the big games keep coming for the Inishowen League semi-final of the Oscar Trainer competition. I suppose, first of all, how has things been over the last few weeks in preparation for another semi-final for Inishowen?
Yeah, I think it's probably a wee bit fragmented. You know, it's a very busy time of the season. I've seen, you know, the players, especially the players with the successful clubs, have a lot on. And I'm always aware of that and trying not to overuse the players. But we had a good game against Finnhart under 19s there, a very good workout for us 2 weeks ago. And we had a session last Friday night. The boys are in the game tonight for just for an hour. And we meet up tomorrow before the match and have a bite to eat and head down and play the game. And hopefully we can produce a performance.
And Dermot, injury-wise, how are you fixed going into this game? Because I know Oisin McColgan was carrying an injury. Will you be at full strength on Saturday evening?
Well, we'll probably know better better this evening, Oisin. But you know, as you said, Oisin McColgan is rated only as 50-50. Matthew Henry is another doubt as well. Matthew picked up an ankle injury 2 or 3 weeks ago and hasn't played since. So again, we'll have to assess him. And Paddy Doherty from Manny, I think, has shaken off his ankle injury. So one or two worries there that we'll have to sort out tonight.
Yeah, but one thing about Inishowen is, and you've used quite a large number of the squad throughout the entire competition, is that you do have strength there across the pitch, don't you, Dermot?
Well, the strength and depth, as I said, you know, when we played Galway in the quarter final, Oisin, we had players the calibre of Michael Byrne, Michael Barr, Paddy McDermott, Jason Devlin, Kieran McDade, among others, you know, on the bench. So, like, you know, maybe in other years, those lads would have walked straight into the team and would have been expected to be in the team. And they probably still expect to be in the team, but, you know, that gives us a fabulous bench. So if anybody is not fit or whatever, we have plenty of options and plenty of cover there.
Let's look at the opposition. Leinster Senior League, you played them a number of years ago in the competition in the knockout stages. What are they like in 2016? What do you know about them, Dermot?
Well, they came runners-up in the group to the northeastern counties who Donegal beat. They in the quarter-final end, they drew one each with the AUL and they fielded them on penalties. And I suppose, you know, most people will be using the AUL as benchmark in this competition, given the fact that they were so successful for 4 or 5 years in a row there. They will have gained tremendous confidence from beating the AUL. And they'll be travelling with their tails up and with a chance or a 50-50 chance or maybe even more. Maybe they think they'll be the favourites, but we generally don't concentrate too much on the opposition. We believe that if we can get the ball down and play, and we encourage the boys to do that, you know, whenever possible, and we put in the performance, hopefully it'll be good enough for us.
Well, you need to improve on your performance the last day out against Galway, because you were cruising at half time and then you let them back into the game. Is this the sort of match now where you can't let mistakes happen like that, Dermot?
Well, I think, you know, in fairness, you know, look back in the Galway game, we were superb in the first half. As you know, we set out it out, we were really, really good. Went into a 2-0 lead. But after a bit of a poor start in the second half, we away a soft goal by our standard. But at the same time, you know, we dug deep and we restricted Galway to very few chances, and we had chances ourselves in the break. Maybe we got a bit impatient, you know, and then trying to rush forward and get a third goal when actually we didn't actually need to do it. But, you know, it's about trying to maintain the level of performance, and, you know, sometimes that can be very hard to do over 90 minutes. But hopefully we won't have any major errors. You know, if you can cut out the errors and capitalise in the attacking opportunities that you get yourself, it's about taking your chances in and hopefully getting enough of them.
And Dermot, you're sort of carrying around the mantle as champions this year. Is there any added pressure to that going into these matches, particularly at this stage of the season?
I think, you know, one of the first things we said to the players, myself and Paul Hegarty, after the final last year, you know, was good teams win competitions won. If we're considering a great team, you have to do it twice. You know, I think our attitude from the start of the year has been very, very good. You know, we defeated Sligo Leitrim at home, we defeated Donegal away. And those two results put us in a position where, you know, the game against Davin Monaghan, we could experiment a little bit because we were through as top of the group irrespective of what happened. Then we had a long break again, and, you know, to travel down to Galway, and, like, you know, as I said to the boys at half time, Galway weren't going to lie down in the second half, even though they were 2-0 down. They had come from 3-0 down in the previous game to get to that stage. And, like, I mean, they threw everything at us in the second half. We stood firm, and, you know, we got over the line, and, you know, it's not all all the time we were playing pretty football. You know, you have to battle in games as well. And, you know, the character of the boys has been exceptional for the last probably 4 years, I think.
Yeah.
And their attitude and commitment has never been an issue.
Yeah, and when you look at 4 years on a semi-final, and you've played at McGinn Park a few times already, now really is the time at this stage of the competition where you have to make that home advantage count, don't you, Dermot?
Yeah, you can ask for no more than a home semi-final, Oisin. Again, I keep saying it's about performance. We know, the boys know we want them to play. It's a matter of us going out and doing it. We have the capability to move the ball at high tempo and play a good attacking football. It's a matter of the players just getting focused on the game plan and not maybe drifting off and going into an individual game as such. You know, keep the ball moving at high tempo and try and create the chances and ultimately try and take the chances that'll get us to win the game.
Yeah, obviously Clare are already through. They defeated Donegal and the other semi-final. Is that a distraction maybe that you already know who's progressed through to the decider and you're a possible 90 minutes away from it?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, it's all about our own game. We're at home, we're in the semi-final. The boys know it's quite simple. If you won, you're in the final. The defending trophy, if you lose, you're out. So, you know, I think it's crystal clear. I don't think the fact that they're in the final, you know, makes it murky as the water in any respect.
Okay then, Dermot, many thanks for talking to us, and as always, the best of luck with the match coming up this weekend, and hopefully we'll be speaking to you again on Sunday Sport. You'll be back into another final, and a showing back into another Oscar Trainer decider.
That's great, Oisin. Thanks a million.